WCHD 3 Detroit, KMPS HD 3 Seattle, WBMX HD 3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and some of the best co-hosts and fascinating topics of consciousness available. Shift Happens with Chandler David Watson, Tracy McBurney's Incredible Energy Consciousness, Mikhail Mir's Financial Consciousness, and nuclear physicist Thomas Campbell with Quantum Physics and Consciousness. It's an incredible mix of the best teachers on consciousness on every show. Call Intuitive Soul and Friends now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul. This is the, what is it, the third Friday? Is it the third or the fourth? It's the third. It's the third Friday of the month. I can't believe things have been moving so quickly this month, and we're almost into our fall equinox. So we're moving right ahead, which brings us to our topic. But let me introduce our co-host, which is Shaman Rai. He's a great psychic. If this is going to be his last show, though, so let's give him a great ending to Intuitive Soul Radio, and let's get all the questions that you want. This will be the last opportunity to get free questions at this point anyway. So give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You can also send an instant feedback. Shaman Rai would prefer you call in because sometimes he has questions and sometimes what he sees, you know, is unclear. So it's better if you call in. But we know that some of you are at work, so you can send us an instant feedback. Just be really, really clear about what it is. And if he has a question, so listen to the show while you're asking on instant feedback so that you can maybe respond with any other feedback if he has any questions. So you can find out more about Psychic Shaman Ra if you go to his website, shamanrai.com. Oh, my goodness. And Rai, because I keep saying it wrong, is spelled R-A-I. Shouldn't be that difficult for me to remember. However, I seem to want to say it a different way. So ShamanRai.com, and we're going to talk about the birthing of a new Earth.
That's right. Yeah.
Tomorrow.
That's right. Tomorrow. This is quite a special time that we're coming into. You know, we were all focused on December 21st, and a lot of things did happen on December 21st. Individuals had unique experiences, and we've started to see a shift taking place in the world. You know, if you look at the Syria situation, we don't see us going to war, and so a lot of things are changing. We'll talk about that. But a large part of the major change now is going to take place starting tomorrow. You can actually think of it in human terms that on December 21st was actually the conception of the new Earth, when many seeds were planted. And then there was a quiet period of time. During that time, a lot of people went through many, many changes. They were introspective. They were releasing old energies, old thoughts, old memories that they no longer needed, all in preparation for what's coming up starting September 21st, which is basically the birth. So it's 9 months after the conception, we have the birth on September 21st. And what it's generally been called is that we're moving towards the event. And that's how it's labeled. If you catch anything on the internet, it's actually spoken of that way, and channelings are speaking of it in that way. We don't know fully what that event is going to be. We have some idea. Some of the information has come across and told us, but basically, you know, it's one of the changes. And it's funny you mentioned this, Laura, you know, how time is moving so fast. One of the changes has been that we're moving more and more towards the no time period. In other words, the Earth does have time and space dimensions, but in fact, when we move out of 3D, there really is no time and space. Everything is, and you can be wherever you want to be at a moment's thought. And so one of the changes that are going to occur within us is that what we think about is going to manifest much more quickly than it did before. And so what that means is we have greater responsibility now for our thoughts. So if we, just imagine, in the past, if you thought about an elephant, and wanting to manifest it or see one, it might take you months or years to ever make that actually happen. But now, under the new paradigm that's come into the earth and is being anchored and born on tomorrow, whatever we think about, be it an elephant or harming somebody or loving somebody, that's going to manifest much more quickly than it ever did before. And so these last 9 months have really been an important period of inner reflection for all of us to allow us to grow and get ready for what's going on. And if you look at, like I started to say before, if you look at the world events are shifting. I was fascinated by the play that took place, and this is really like a play where on the whole Syria situation, where at first President Obama came out and said, well, I want to go to war. I'm paraphrasing, of course, but I want to go to war. And then once Parliament, the UK Parliament, said, no, we're not going to war, and they voted against it, which was amazing, then Obama said, well, you know what, I'm going to follow the Constitution and allow the Congress to vote on it. And certain members of Congress who I can't think of his name. I'm just seeing his face. Anyway, certain members of Congress were really upset by that. But yet we see that peace is starting to break out. Putin put a lot of pressure now to negotiate and for the materials to be given up by Syria. And Syria has said yes. So we're moving away from war and we're moving towards peace, towards a thousand years of peace, let's say, that have often been spoken about. Any questions about that, Lori, or any things that you're saying?
I'd like to think that that this is happening. I am just not as quite, I don't see as many things that, or as many people that I have on my shows that see anything like that that's happening. So I don't know. I mean, I guess, it's not like, I mean, I know you're saying it's going to happen tomorrow, and I think maybe it's opening a doorway for that possibility to be, to become stronger or changing. But I don't, I don't think that we'll be, manifesting immediately. We still have way too much that we're working through, and as a society, through our consciousness, through our unconsciousness. I mean, we have instant law of attraction. I mean, there's so many other laws that govern us. It's so much more than just, one law. And there's way too much still that, if that were to happen, it would have instant chaos. And there's way too much at stake. We're not at a place where that kind of thing could happen with us at our very where we're at right now.
And that's a great point. And remember, the phrase is that tomorrow is a birth, and it's like an infant being born. So what you're saying is, I think we're on the same page there, in the sense that when a child is born, it is not able to think at a very sophisticated level. It's not able to play the piano very well. It takes years and years of training for that to take place. So the birth will take place tomorrow, but then it's going to take time for people in this world to raise their consciousness further. And those who are, there are some who are going to be teachers, who are going to help those people learn new ways of being, just as you know, for me, in my view, what Obama and Putin have done is set an example on the main stage of the world for a different way of dealing with countries in a diplomatic way. Well, that's what's going to happen on individual levels and on a worldwide basis. We're going to see shifts taking place because we're going to see teachers helping others to see that there's a different way of living. So it's not that all of a sudden tomorrow we're going to walk into a whole new world, but it's going to be the birth step so that we're going to start moving forward from there. And then, you know, then the whole collective consciousness will be able to be impacted over a period of time. So you're right. It's not going to be a jump through the hoop. We're on the other side and everything's going to shift, you know. And, you know, what we're moving towards is a situation where our karma is being released. Many, especially over the last 9 months, but many others over the last few years, have been doing the work to release their karma. And the karma basically is, you know, lessons that we've learned in past lives that had to be addressed in this life and released in some way, maybe situations with individual people. Well, once we release and undo that karma, we move into a state of dharma where we have basically a blank slate. We're a blank slate and we're able to create anything. And again, that's the direction that we're moving to. You know, we all have been moving to, but under the new paradigm that's coming in, we're going to be able to move into that new state more quickly, especially as more and more people learn about how to act and be, you know, towards each other in a loving relationship, which is what we're all about, what we're all intended to be. So, you know, it's going to take time for all of this to, you know, to do that. And the key is a shift that's going to take place instead of us being focused outside of ourselves, you know, getting a feeling of what's right and what's wrong from television or from people of authority. The shift is going to move inside of us. We're going to have that inner knowing. That's the shift that's going to take place for individuals. We're going to have an inner knowing of what is for our highest good, what is for the highest good for the people around us, for the nation and for the world. And we're going to base our decisions more on our internal guidance than on people in so-called authority and knowing who have led us down a particular path. And I think we've seen that happening where people more and more are turning away from, let's say, regular television and newscasts, which have generally manipulated us into believing war is good and there is a lack and all of that, to shows like this one where people are listening to it and then making up their own minds about what they you know, how they feel the world is or how they feel what life is really all about. And so shows like this contribute to moving us in that new direction towards an internal hearing our internal voice instead of the external voice. So, again, it's not everything's going to change tomorrow, but things are. It's going to be our infancy, let's just say. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, and I mean I completely agree with, you know, the decision that you're talking about with regards to war versus peace. I mean, you know, we all have to start looking at our fears. We all have to start understanding our perceptions and how we create the stories that create the fears or maintain the fears. I mean, it's a very important part of this process in our growth period. You know, I agree. Things have been speeding up and, you know, whether this is a gateway, whether December 21st was the gateway, I mean, whatever it is, I mean, it, you know, it continues to progress and we just have to look at, you know, our fears and just be ever, you know, present to not get caught up in the drama, the fears, the perceptions, the projections, and to, you know, to really honor our own, authenticity and journey to moving towards, continuously moving towards our, you know, our speeded evolution towards love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's exactly what it's about.
Yeah, that's great.
We should probably go to break. And okay. When we come back, we'll take some questions. If you have any questions, this would be, you know, this is Shaman Rai's last show. So if you want a free question answered today, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You can find out more about Shaman Rai on his website, shamanrai.com. Rai is spelled R-A-I. So shamanrai.com, and you are on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
As a woman in business, you know you need to get yourself out there and promote yourself, but you don't feel comfortable with it, and nothing you're doing right now is helping you reach what you know is your full potential. Is this you? It's time to reach out to Bonnie Marcus, womenssuccesscoaching.com. With Bonnie's guidance, hundreds of professional women have connected with their unique value and have learned how to effectively communicate that value to others. And as a result, they've seen dramatic results. More confidence, more clients, more promotions, more income. This could be you. You need a new approach. Connect to your value and talent and let the world know what you have to offer. Contact Bonnie Marcus, Women's Success Coaching. Email Bonnie, bonnie@womenssuccesscoaching.com today for your complimentary 30-minute strategy session and make the decision to take control of your career today. That's bonnie@womenssuccesscoaching.com.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have psychic Shaman Rai with us. We're talking about the birthing of a new earth. I know sometimes people wait until the last minute, but if you really do want a reading, definitely give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or send us an instant feedback. Again, with instant feedback, just be really clear about what it is you want, and really stay tuned to the show so that if we have any questions, you can answer them with more feedback. All right, so let's continue our conversation.
Okay, so what we've been talking about is the changes. We've been talking about them kind of in a metaphysical way and want to bring them down to real things happening on the earth. And so, you know, maybe we need to have a little bit of history here. But, you know, the earth has basically, you know, many people called it the prison planet. And for, you know, over 25,000 years, we've kind of been in prison here because we haven't had total freedom. And something happened. You know, we were originally a planet. We were one of 12 Christed planets, which meant that we had a Christed matrix around us, which had all of the vibrations of creation. And then through some events that took place, the vibration dropped from 12 and was held at 3D. Otherwise, the Earth would have basically been eliminated. And so the 3D matrix was put around it. And during that time, our planet was, let's just say, invaded by various entities that really wanted to take over this planet. There was a whole battle going on. But basically, we're now at a point where God has said that we are to be in the light, and our vibration of the planet and the beings here is to be raised up to 5D. And so this is kind of the event that we're talking about. There'll be a kickoff event, that activity that I'll talk about in a minute. But this whole setting us into freedom and changing us from the darkness into the light. And as I said, you know, I think the Syria example is an example of us moving into the light. What is going to happen, and we don't know the day. We don't know, you know, this is going to happen sometime, obviously, after tomorrow. But we've not been given any day, time, or anything like that. And when the actual event occurs, you know, it can happen in an instant. But what we've been told is going to happen is that there's going to be a flash of divine energy coming from the galactic central sun heading towards the planet Earth. And you know, that is in the Sagittarius constellation. And it's going to be a flash or a special kind of light that's coming from the sun that permeates the earth and humanity. And it will calm humanity. It'll bring us love energy. And it's going to end the process of duality. Now, we haven't experienced this kind of energy on earth, certainly not in 25,000 years. And we're supposed to all feel it. We may not all be conscious of it, but we're all supposed to feel this. And so this is a real active action that is going to raise, and all of our vibrations have been raising. You know, the earth has increased by 2 hertz in its vibration. Human beings around, as we meditate and pray more, our vibrations. But this is supposed to be really a very energetic, very high energetic action that's going to impact us. So, you know, all of this is going to be a signal to take the final steps of setting us free. And, you know, there's a lot of information out there about how we've been controlled, you know, through the Illuminati or the cabal, through the banking systems and all of that. And basically, this event, this raising of the vibration, is supposed to mark the end of all of that cabal activity. And, you know, basically it's falling apart. You know, as I follow what's going on in the world, I see that, and I mentioned on the last show, you know, if I look in the sky, I see less chemtrails taking place. I see the cabal is doing things in order to get us frightened, and we're not getting frightened in the way that we used to, including the Navy shooting that took place a while ago. All of those are all false flag kind of events that were always meant to keep us in fear, but those are all coming to an end. But talking about the Rothschilds, basically our banking system has been controlled by the Rothschilds, and the Bushes and the Rockefellers. And so the Federal Reserve Bank is about to change as well. With this event, it'll finally occur. Did you want to say something, Lori?
No, just be careful with names that you're mentioning. You don't want to.
Okay. But anyway, the financial system that we have now, I've always called it monopoly money. It's printed money that really has no backing. We lost, it used to be based in gold, and in two steps, that was eliminated. So if you look at it, it's all a treasury note and really has no value behind it. What's going to change in the financial system is that we are now going to have a real financial system for a period of time that's actually backed by gold. And there are ancient families, particularly in Asia, who have been working for a very long time to undermine the cabal, and they are the ones who have access to trillions and trillions of dollars in gold. A lot of it was hidden in the Philippines and was stolen, but that's in the process of being returned. So we're going to see that whole process shift so that we're no longer slaves to the banking system. We're actually going to be free people. There are people who have gone out and set up banks where no interest is collected. It's just money is loaned out in so-called third world underdeveloped areas. They've loaned out money in small amount. People have set up small businesses, repaid the loans, and people have become financially free of the system. And that's the intention behind what's going to happen in the future. We're not going to be paying interest. In fact, what is very likely, what is reported to happen, is that these debts that we have for mortgages and so forth are supposed to be canceled because they were done illegally in various ways. Another area that is supposed to really finally open up is the whole area of disclosure. I think there are, if you look at a survey, more people believe that there's life outside of Earth from other planets than don't. And that's a shift that's taken place over the last 30 years or so. And yet the government, our government, is one of the only ones that really continues to say that it's a hoax and they won't really open up all of their records. Russia's opened it up. India's opened it up so that the stories about visitations from other worlds, other life forms, are slowly seeping into the mainstream. Because the mainstream media is controlled, not much of that is discussed. But very shortly, around the time of the event, preparations have been made to inform people of the truth of where we came from, our relationship to other beings and other planets. And there are lots and lots of videotapes that have already been prepared and are ready to go on air explaining the truth of our history and where we came from and why we got to where we are. And the major one is going to be the information on our brothers and sisters in the stars. And what you'll find out is that many of the people who are here on Earth living as human beings actually came here a very long time ago for the purpose of helping create this planet as the heaven, let's say, it was meant to be. So there are people here from the Pleiades, from the Orion area, from planet Sirius, who came here, thousands of years ago, and in order to populate this area and to help raise up the vibration, and that's all coming to fruition at this point. Have you had any meetings with any ETs lately, Lori?
Not consciously. All right, so let's go to our next break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. We have Psychic Shaman Rai with us. If you have any questions, and I know that people are kind of going through some stuff, so why don't you give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Please don't wait to the last minute because then we can't assist you. You can also send us an instant feedback, but be really clear about on your instant feedback what it is that you're wanting to know. You're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
There was a man back in 95 whose heart ran out of summers, but before he died, I asked him, wait, what's the sense in life? Come over me, come over me. He said, son, why you gotta sing that tune? Catch a Dylan song or some eclipse of the moon. Let an angel swing and make you swoon. Then you will see, you will see. Then he said, here's a riddle for you. Find the answer. There's a reason for the world, you and I.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston from intuitivesoul.com and Shaman Rai from shamanrai.com. Rai is spelt R-A-I. We would love to take your questions. If you have any, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We are talking about birthing of the new earth.
All right. Well, there's lots we have to look forward to, that's for sure. So, you know, I've covered a little bit about financial systems, and I want to, you know, there's you know, this event that's coming up has been planned for thousands of years. I remember many years ago reading writings of the Ascended Masters, in which one of the things that they said was at this time they had planned for this population explosion, and they felt they needed it for what was going to take place. And I often wondered about that. Why would we need to have such a population explosion? And I don't fully understand what they've done, but it seems to me that it was, when you look at the people who are controlling this world or the events that are controlling this world, there are very few. And what is happening is that around the world, large masses of people are standing up and demanding their freedom in such a way that the few who control the power actually are acceding to their wishes. So that I bring that up because to show how planning had been many, many thousands of years ago or even longer, probably when this planet was created, they started to plan for this. And one of those beings who planned for what was going to happen was Saint Germain. Saint Germain has played a major role both in the creation of this country and is impacting the world, the events right now. And he was a brilliant man. He was an alchemist. He, he lived many, many years. People used to see him walking around and saying, I remember your father, and it was actually him. He set up a fund when he was here on the Earth because he was able to work with gold and so forth. And that money that has been reinvested year after year and has grown into a tremendous fund. It's a Saint Germain fund. This is one of several funds that exist on the planet with the sole purpose of freeing people from slavery and for bringing in new systems of health and freedom. And so one of the things that's going to happen is, besides the forgiveness of the illegal loans that were done under the old banking system, is a creation of a new banking system, as well as a prosperity funds are to be established. And again, this comes through many, many different readings that have come through from various people. And what that is supposed to do is provide us with a base capital to operate with. I'm not going to say a number, and lots of numbers have been thrown around, but in other words, we're going to have the freedom not to work in something that we have to do in order to make a living, but we'll actually have the freedom to go off and do the things that we're motivated to do from inside of ourselves and fulfill our soul's highest purpose. So when you don't have to worry about money and where your food is coming from, you can then expand yourself and fulfill your soul's purpose. So these prosperity funds and the new financial system is a major area that's going to be kicking off. Another area is the whole area of government and the political system. You know, there are no governments in the world today. There are corporations. The United States is a corporation. Canada is a corporation. And as such, they actually fall under the aegis of the Vatican, because the Vatican is the sole, I don't know what you'd call it, keeper of the planet. They declared themselves such a long time ago. And so every corporation is filed ultimately under the aegis of the Vatican. Well, what we are is we are slaves to the corporations that call themselves government. What's going to happen, and you know, this is something that actually was put in place by Pope Francis. On September 1st, there was a major change, and I spoke a little bit about this last time. But an edict that he had put forth stated that there no longer would be immunity from prosecution for any corporate officers. That was everybody who fell underneath him. So that includes the Federal Reserve, the government people, and so forth. And so what's going to happen is that we're going to actually change from an old corporate system worldwide and set up new governments that are actually responsive to the people instead of being responsive to just a few involved. The education system, I used to teach in the public schools, and one of the things I noticed when I moved out here to Arkansas is there are a lot of people who moved away from the public school systems, and instead they are homeschooling their children. And I think that's a trend that's increased over the last few years because the public school systems are not really meeting their needs. And somebody told me the other day that she had actually looked into the history of an event in Texas, and that the history books, as they're presented, don't really tell the truth about it. It made one man, one military leader, look like a great hero in this battle, when in fact a woman played a key role in turning the whole battle around. And when she confronted the publishers about this, they just they wouldn't even listen to it. So, you know, there is a need for the truth to come out about events, not just events like that, but, you know, our whole history of our planet, and also a whole different education system is really needed to prepare us in a different way. Instead of us memorizing facts, for us to learn how to think, to get into a more spiritual place so that we connect with Source and operate from that. Any thoughts for that, Lori?
Well, let's go to our instant feedback. We have Kathy who, since you've been talking a lot about financial stuff, she has a strong feeling she wants to retire, but financially she doesn't feel she can. She's asking if you can tell whether she'll be able to retire or when she'll be able to retire and any insights. And Kathy's from Rockford.
Well, Kathy, the first thing that I was told was for you to focus on the fact that there is going to be a completely different type of financial system coming in. You know, we, and again, what there's, I'm translating what I'm saying in order to put it back in the context that I was talking. But the, basically what we used to put our pennies away in order to save, and then we saw that our retirement funds suddenly disappeared. And so what they're saying is that, that when you, first of all, they're saying there's nothing for you to worry about, okay? While you may feel financial insecurity right now, that is going to be a thing of the past. And they say within 5 years, all of that is going to be a thing of the past. So that your notion of retirement, which is to live off of a certain pot of money that generates money for you, that whole concept is going to be completely shifted away. So another way of thinking about it is, will you have a different quality of life where you have more free time in order to do the things that you truly love to do? That's really, I think, what we intended by retirement. And the answer is yes, you will be able to do that, and you'll be able to do that within the next 5 years under a different form of belief system and operating system. So you know, that's the answer that I'm given at this point.
All right.
I hope that helps you.
Good. Okay. Why don't we go to our last break? You're listening to Intuitive Soul. We have Psychic Shaman Rai with us. This is his last show, so if you have any questions, this would be a great time to call in. Either call in or send us an instant feedback. Calling 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback. Just be really clear about it. Shaman Rai also offers, for those of you who want to call him and say you've been listening on Sky, a reading that is only $50, so great opportunity. You can give him a call at 479-
9807.
Perfect. So 479-253-9807. Mm-hmm. And you're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with psychic shaman Rai. We've been talking about birthing of the new earth. We've been talking about a lot of different areas. If you have a question, we'll be able to take one more question. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You can also contact Shaman Rai on his website, shamanrai.com. Rai is spelled R-A-I. You can also call him. And if you mention you're a Sky listener, you can get a discount on his readings. 479-253-9807.
Got it. Okay.
479-253-9807. All right. So.
All right. So, you know, what we're talking about are a lot of changes, major changes in major systems that are currently used in operating the world. And so we're saying that those systems are going to be changed and replaced by others. As a result of that, there's going to be some period of time when things are going to be shifting from the old paradigm to the new paradigm. So I want to give you a little idea of what you might expect so that you can be prepared psychologically and also physically for the changes that are going to take place. So basically, after the divine galactic pulse comes through to the Earth, what is going to happen is there's going to be the changeover in the financial system. For a while, for anywhere from 3 to 7 days, something like that, it's expected that all banks are going to temporarily close and we won't have access to it. Not to worry about that, because there are plans already in place on how to deal with that. So you may not be using, you know, your credit cards or things like that, ATM machines temporarily, but there'll be other things that I'll tell you about that are already in place. Most businesses during that time are going to be encouraged to stay open and continue to accept cash and checks just like they would in the normal course of doing business, and that checks will be cleared right after the banks reopen. Now, there's going to be vouchers, a voucher template available. So if you don't have access to cash and are in need of basic necessities, which can't be accessed through your friends, family, community, etc., there will be a voucher system set up in order to pay for the goods and services. Now, this is not free money, but it'll be something that you can use to for up to about $1,000 in total while this total transition is taking place. So now the changeover in the currencies will also occur. The currencies will still be alive. There'll be a revaluation of the currencies after the event, and instead, well, there are a lot of issues with banks. Not really. We've seen the problems with banking systems now, and so there will be transparency that goes on. The interest charges, the charges that were charged by these banks, is going to stop. And the so-called fractional banking will cease. I don't know if you're aware of it, but if you borrow $10, they get $100 on their books, a bank does. And that's all going to stop. And a real good piece of news, the IRS is basically a tool for collecting a debt of this nation to the bankers. It is not is not an entity that is part of our government. And so the IRS will be dismantled as a result of that. And the Federal Reserve, which also has nothing to do with our federal government, will also be dismantled immediately. Now, the certain debts will and will not be forgiven, but, you know, mortgages will be and so forth. You know, you just have to be prepared for a stoppage in certain banking things. The tax system that we have will be eliminated. There'll be the only tax is going to be 14% on new items purchased only. And we're going to see a big change so that really we're going to be focused on humanitarianism and not on goods. Obtaining goods, we're not going to have such a focus as we've been encouraged to have in the past. What is also cool is a lot of new technology is going to be released. I don't know if you're aware of it, but the Patent Office has declared for security purposes a lot of patents off of the table. We can't have access to them. Many of those are actually means for free energy. And those are going to be released. Some of those systems are already in place, and our galactic brothers and sisters have systems that they're ready to bring down to us, both for energy use and for healing purposes. So the medical system as we currently know it will be revised so that it is more supportive of people healing over a period of time. And so we're going to have a completely different feel. There's also a lot of messages that are saying that part of what will happen is that our Arcturians are an advanced civilization from planet Arcturus, and they have come here to help us heal, and they've been doing work. When I do my healing work, I call on them very often, and they are ready to take us into their healing chambers and restore our bodies. And so that we can get back to the original template that our bodies were created on, so we have ideal health. So those are some of the other things. Mortgages will be canceled. Country debts will be canceled. Now, the Social Security and retirement health care will be changed, and so people will be able to get health care for at no cost at all. But, again, it's going to go away from the physical type of medicine that's used now with pills and so forth, and it's going to go more to divine healing, which is the divine source, can cure anything, can modify anything. Let's see. Oh, this is one of my favorites. The police force. You know, it used to be that when I grew up, when I was a kid, that the police force was there. They were there to help. They were friends of ours. In a lot of places, the police are really good people. Here in Eureka, we have a lot of really good police people. But what has happened over time is that the police force has been used more and more basically to generate revenues for the local governments. And that's what speeding tickets are about and other things like that. Well, what's going to happen is that they are going to be restructured so that they're not money collectors, but instead they're back to their original role of protection for the people. Our original laws were common law, which were basically they were not the statutes and stuff. We're going to move back to a common law system, and there'll be reformation of the judges and the whole court system. So a lot to really look forward to. Let me give you a chance, Lori, to say whatever's there for you.
Well, we're pretty much at the end of the show, so thanks again for working with us offering your guidance. And you can find out more about Shaman Rai if you go to his website, shamanrai.com. You can also call him and say you're a Sky listener at 479-253-9807. That's 479-253-9807. It's been fun, and I wish you well. And, you know, he's still there, so you can contact him if you have information. You've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.